CLX Mobile.
CLX Mobile, if that's what you can call it.
You're getting to see brake lights out there on 85.
I don't know what's going on. It's Friday and I'm going home, so what do you expect?
You had a good day up to that point.
That's what I figured. It's a real quick slowdown. I think we had this conversation the other day. They've gone through and torn up, eaten up a layer of the road, and for some reason people feel like they have to go 30 on it.
I don't know what to tell you, but just be careful out there.
Yeah, always. So how was your day? Mine, to answer your question, mine was good, uneventful. Things have slowed down to the point of boredom.
Good day. Got the tool truck back. Taking park it for the weekend and get a fresh start Monday. Hopefully it's a better week than it was this week, but all in all, doing good.
Likes to keep up with that reminder. So the tool truck broke again, huh?
Down Wednesday morning, KL4HKX.
But hey, at least it's fixed, so it wasn't a lengthy repair. I got my car back. The Toyota came through, put a Toyota windshield in it, and didn't cost me a dime for the windshield or the install. It was really super nice of them.
Glad you got it back and everything's going good for you. I hate that things have been slow, but I know the feeling.
You know, whether they want to admit it or not, at the Bureau of Labor Statistics and at the Fed, we might not have an overall recession, but there's definitely a manufacturing recession going on.
I think there's quite a bit more to it than what they want to let on, but all we can do is wait and see.
Get through, I would say November 5th, but how long is it going to take them to figure out who won? Whatever. We'll find out next year.
A lot could happen in the next few months.
Keep paying the bills, that way I'm trying to not dig too big of a hole here.
That's what's going on. A lot of everything is people are just sitting back waiting to see what happens. Everybody's just in a holding pattern.
And then, like we saw today, Germany is even slowing down, so that's not good news for Europe either. Heck, man, let's talk about something good. Sure is a beautiful day.
Can't complain about the weather at all. Follow me if it stayed like this year round.
Like this year round, we'd have nothing but houses between Spartanburg, Greenville, and Asheville.
This is pretty much.
Yeah, you're right, but it'd be worse.
So, did you go up to Shelby last weekend?
I didn't even know about it until I heard about after the fact, so no.
Good opportunity to get out in the sun and sweat. Look at a lot of old radios.
I kind of read the after report that it wasn't anything to scream about.
I'm going 4 years now, and it seems like it's just dwindling down a little bit by a little bit. But hopefully people will start coming back out here for long and start, getting back into the hobby other than just making a contact and moving on.
Me, where I don't get on HF that much, you got some old codgers, Greg Chewin, talking about what part of the body hurts, and then you got someone else that's just, all they want is your call sign and their report, signal report, and that's it. Come on, there's got to be something else out there.
I don't get on HF much, but there are a lot of that going on, and there's some guys out there that they generally want to write you and carry on the conversation. They're getting harder to find.
One guy, it was the coolest one I had yet. He was up in upstate New York or New York, somewhere up around New York. And I heard him booming through. But it sounded strange. I said, I know what that is. I flipped over to AM and made a contact on AM. It was fun, man. It was like the audio quality was so good compared to SFB. I miss it. I'd like to do it again.
What I say is get out there on there and start throwing your call out on AM and see if somebody comes back to you.
WLL mobile. Roy, K85 WLL. There's a active AM net. I think it's either Saturday or Sunday morning out of Florida. And you talk about some good sounding radios. They got some good sounding radios we're used to anyways. The old boat anchor AMs, you can hear those things tuning up. Those are pretty cool to hear. But I've listened to their net a few times and checked in on it, but I don't have a boat anchor like they do.
Tell us one. I've got three.
Just going to throw that in there. I was just about to the house and kind of listening to y'all's conversation. Y'all have a good day. We'll talk to you later. And 7-3 for now. K85 WLL.
All right. What band? It's on Saturday morning. You said on 40?
I think it's 80 meters. They have a net website. You just have to kind of Google it and see where it is. I forget where it is on the band, though.
I'll look it up. Yeah, 80, it has to be 80 meters, the one band. My antenna is good for it, but my setup isn't. All right, thanks. Talk to you later.
Roger, 7-3, have a good afternoon.
Roy, KL4HKX.
I'm trying to keep the boat anchors running. They work okay, but one thing goes wrong after another with those things.
I never used one, so... I don't know what to say or comment on those.
Could be called. I have my fourth radio is the newest one. I bought it brand new in '94. I guess that could be considered a boat anchor now too.
30 years old.
One that I've been working on since I bought the stupid thing was built in '62, the year before I was born.
Anything that old, so like I say, I don't know what to say about them.
All I can say is if you turn on the power and you have to wait a few minutes to hear anything, you get all sorts of glowing coming out of it. It's just a warm and fuzzy feeling.
But I knew you had to wait for them to warm up before you could use them, but I've heard other guys talking about them, but maybe one day I can get some experience with one.
The last one I bought was an 80s Yaesu FT900DM. It's solid state except for the final and the driver. So that actually runs good, but if I break that out, that's just yet another thing to make me not get the others running. The Swan is, the HF Swan's running good. I just need to make it run gooder.
Day you'll find the time and motivation at the same time to do that.
Anchored in the 6 meter boat anchor. That's the old one, all tube. And I was playing around, changed circuit around on the mixer or converter, and I decided, nah, bad mistake. I'm not going to do that. And I changed it back.
I'm going to find you a couple more projects up there at Shelby. They had lots of that stuff.
And 6DLX. Well, I'm just kind of... I came into the hobby. I mean, solid state was there and strong, but when I came into this hobby, you couldn't afford this stuff. Build your own.
The Heat Kids that you're talking about?
It's fancy. Now I'm talking about from scratch.
In Gerald GR, huh, Mike?
KO4HKX.
Hey, Tom. Talk about boat anchors.
I got in right after that. I had one, and I sold it. And I didn't even want to buy it because it had two finals. It was a big Yaesu HF rig. Did you get your truck back, Patrick?
Back to its parking spot for the weekend right now. I just picked it up.
I knew I heard that big diesel going. Well, that's great. Hope it didn't give you a kick in the teeth too hard dollar-wise.
Weekend, did not think about that because I don't know what it cost yet.
go ahead, Mike.
I don't hear any backfires. I don't hear any jiggling, wiggling. So it must be doing good.
There ain't no Christmas tree on the dash or nothing, so seems to be running good right now.
Happy for you. We haven't done too much today, and Bernice is making some tomato juice and what else, Mom?
Blackberry
jelly.
Hi, Patrick.
And thank you for the ham salad. We enjoyed that.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Get out of her today. You know she's a little bit on the quiet side. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just contemplating what I'm going to do when I get home. Like to work on my HF antenna, but I'm sure when I step in the door, that'll be kiboshed.
The rest will come out when you step through the door.
When the War Department speaks, you better listen there, Mike.
I got one standard saying to anything that comes from the War Department. Yes, dear.
You guys are too funny.
We're just headed down to Wally World to get some canning jars, I guess. Whatever Bernice wants. I'm just happy to get out. I went out and gathered eggs and listened to the chainsaws running in the backyard way back there, which doesn't please me very much. Whoa. There's a Gestapo coming on a motorcycle. And he's running radar going up Highway 14 north. So, I might have been running a little bit fast, but he didn't turn around, so I'm all right. This is going downhill towards the dam on Lake Cunningham, and it's real easy to go too fast.
Left foot under control. That'll keep you under the revenue share and keep on.
The other day, a lawyer got pulled over in Switzerland for following too close the car ahead of him. They're saying that he was 40 feet from the car behind him. And they calculate their tickets based on your earnings. So his ticket was $116,000.
I'd have told him to shove it. Man, they got some funny rules over there. I heard you something about coupons there, Patrick. You doubled with Mike just a little. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just waiting for him to get down there. Sorry about doubling with you, Mike. I was just saying you better keep that lead foot under control or they give you one of them revenue sharing coupons.
You know, five over. But, boy, they're sneaky on them motorcycles. Let me tell you, if it hadn't been for the radar detector, I wouldn't have known he was even there.
Can you call her that?
I didn't catch that, Mike, but... No, I have a passport radar detector up here, and it told me he was there just in time to get my foot down, but he could have easily got me. God, lady, are you going to stop or are you going to run over me?
Whoa.
Man, she keeps getting...
Up that one, N6CLX.
Peace between us, and that idiot behind me comes up within about 12 inches of my back bumper. I feel like getting out and slapping her. Got cold, Patrick?
I hadn't got that far. I'm almost to my destination where I park. Now I have to switch vehicles.
I was heavy on 85, but 14 on this end, it's not too bad.
The way some of those people act with police officers, they don't get paid enough, Patrick.
Wouldn't want that job, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure Tom stepped all over me. He's closest. I'll just say an 85 was pretty rough for traffic, but 14 on this end is pretty good.
Well, if that highway patrolman turns around and comes back down 14, so if you're coming from way to Hampton, slow down.
I'm turning on Pelham Batesville now, so I'm off of it. I'm safe.
You go down Batesville, and I think you turn on Circle Road there.
That net I was telling you about is the Florida AM net. Florida AM net. They meet Saturday mornings on 3885.
I'm going to do that because it's AM, man. The fidelity is killer. I love it.
About 6:30 in the morning. Looks like they got a couple other frequencies on 40 and 20 and 17. 40 looks like 1790 and 7160. 20 is 14, 330, and 17 is
18, 150. Leroy, I was triggering too fast. All of us do that at times. Good afternoon.
Anyways, I was just going to let y'all know that since you was talking about the AM net, if you kind of Google it, you can find it. But it's the Florida AM group, and there's a couple of other groups, looks like.
Good. It's like 6 kilohertz wide there, Mike.
I was just mentioning earlier, I made a contact on AM a few years ago, some guy in New York. And just the fidelity was so good, I was hoping I could do it again.
Don't have much output on AM. I think mine's only 25 watts. It might be 50, but I'm not sure on my 590. But I haven't made a contact on AM in years. But it does sound good. Go ahead, Patrick. Send your OTR.
Well, I'll have to take y'all's word for it. I've never made one on there and never tried, though, so I have to listen to that net and see how it sounds.
Okay.
Has been terrible today, and I'm wondering if there's something wrong with the coax or just the repeater.
I was over in that area earlier today picking up the tool truck, and it was horrible.
It's on 85 between Augusta and Whitehorse. I got up here at near Whitehorse at Highway 20, sitting still. I'm wondering if there's a short in the coax, except that weather frequency comes in perfectly clear, so I don't know.
Sound good here at Walmart now, Shane. Talk to you guys later. In 0TR.
Have a good one. 10-4-ZLK.
Shane, you don't have quite the audio you normally do. It's like you're on an HT, basically, is what it sounds like to me. So you might want to check your coax, make sure it's not come loose somewhere.
Was using 3 weeks ago, you know, at the time, and it worked great. Be something wrong. I may have to run a new coax line in here. I'm hoping to be able to keep to this tractor.
Hopefully you can. I know you like driving it.
Cleaner and cooler, quiet and smoother. That's all that. Anyway, glad you got your tractor back, or your truck back there, Patrick.
But I am here where I'm going to switch vehicles, and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX, clear for now.
I'll make it to pick up. M4ZLK, clear. 7-3.